the 19th chapter. I'm going to read the first 13 verses. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 through 13. And when you found that, you can stand out of respect and honor to God's word as we read it. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. And Jezebel sent a message unto Elijah, saying, So let the gods do so to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better, for I am not better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, the angel touched him and said unto him, Arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals. And a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time, and touched him, and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose, and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither into a cave, and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him and said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thy altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake a fire. The Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire a still small voice. And so it was, when Elijah heard it, then he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What doest thou here, Elijah? The Lord has laid a strange text on my heart today. I say that a lot. But I've entitled this sermon, From Here to There. And I want you to pray. I believe with all my heart God's going to speak to somebody this morning through this sermon. I believe with all my heart that somebody, listen to me, somebody in this place, and it only may be one somebody in this place came in needing spiritual healing. Somebody came in this place needing my Lord to wrap his arms around you and to hold you and to tell you that it was going to be all right. Somebody's hurting in this place today. Maybe more than one somebody. But I want you to know something this morning. My Lord's here for you. He's here for you. Pray, people, that God's will be done. Oh, Lord, how we sense your presence in this moment. God, you're so real. So real. How can a lost and dying world not see what we see, Lord? God, I know the sermon you've laid on my heart. I pray, God, you'd help me to preach it as a dying man to a dying world, God. Father, I pray, God, that you'd send your holy angels and just station them among us, God, wherever they may need to be. God, don't let the devil rob any victory in this place today. Sweet Holy Spirit, sir, I pray, God, that you would visit us. I pray, God, that you would bear us away on your wings. God, for just a few moments, Lord, that you would hold us and shelter us from a painful, hurtful world, God. Lord, touch our lives today. Lord, do your precious work, I pray. Come, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. In this life, there is a place called there. Let me say that again. In this thing called life, there is a place called there. It's not a neighborhood that one lives in. You can't find it on a map. Money, education, or influence cannot get you there. It's a place in life that all wise people seek. It's a place, when you find it, where your soul starts to sing. It is the place that you sense with all that is within you. This is the place where I was meant to be. There is the place that God calls us to from the beginning. But you know, the truth of the matter is that most of us spend years like a rat in a maze seeking this place called there. So what are you talking about, Brother Aaron? Have you ever asked anybody that says, where are you going? And they say, I don't know where I'm going, but when I get there, I'll know it. They're seeking that place called there, that place of fulfillment, that place of safety, that place of rest in Jesus Christ. There's a strange thing about this place called there. Many people spend a lifetime searching for it, yet never find it. Many people have found it, but don't realize it. And many people find it, lose it, and then spend a lifetime trying to find it again. Most people are like shoppers in a large shopping mall. How many of you have ever been in Atlanta or Columbus or Auburn where they have the large shopping malls? And you come in at any one of the entrances and they have this great big map thing of the mall. And you go stand in front of it and they got all the halls and corridors that leads off to the different stores. And you know what? They got a big yellow sign on most of them. And you know what it says? It points to a certain place. And you know what it says? It says, you are here. You know what? The guys that invented that thing realized that you'd never be able to know where you were going unless you knew where you were at. Amen. Now I tell you what. There's a lot of people in life who are seeking that place called there, who cannot find it because, honey, you don't know where you're at today. Amen. For most people, there consists of one more promotion. There consists of another automobile to go in that two-car garage. There consists of a larger house to live in. Most people think that if they can stack just one more thing on their pile of things in this life, then they will reach that place called there in their life and they will be happy and live happily ever after. But let me tell you something. Things do not bring peace and happiness. Let me tell you this morning, as plain as I know how to put it, if you ain't happy with yourself when you ain't got two nickels to rub together, you won't be happy with yourself if you're a millionaire. If you're not happy with your wife when you're poor, you won't be happy with your wife when you're rich. If you won't be happy with your church and your walk with Christ when you're poor, you won't be there. rich. Happiness is not in things. Happiness is in a person, and his name is Jesus Christ. Happiness comes from inner peace. If you've not learned how to be happy here, you ain't going to be happy there. That's what I'm preaching about this morning. From here to there. Before you can leave here to get there, you got to know where here is, and you got to be happy with yourself here. Then you can find there. On rare occasions in life, people find that place called there. And they spend their life, and they live their life in the quiet solitude and that peace that the Bible says that passes all understanding, because they are in their there. Today is Father's Day. Said I wasn't going to preach a Father's Day sermon, and I'm not. But I want to use my father to make a point. Let me tell you something. There's not a man alive that's got a better father.